You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national, sometimes the international, and we cover down on all of it, like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, I tell you what, we spent the first 2 hours of today's show covering, you know, actual stories, talking about public policy, issues related to SCOTUS and the decisions that came out of last week, and issues related to whether or not the Democrats will ever figure out that personal responsibility is better than government intervention. All that to say, we're going to set that aside because now we're going to spend the last hour taking a series of calls and talking through Independence Day, because tomorrow is the day that we celebrate the fact that we as a nation are the freest nation on the face of the earth. And, you know, and I've got some trivia, so by the way, get yourselves ready. We're going to do some T-shirt giveaways. This happens to also be the 2-year anniversary today of Right Side Radio kicking off on the air. But what better way to do this than to invite some elected officials to come on and just say hey and give us their thoughts and maybe wish you all a happy 4th. But I'm going to start. I'm going to open the phones with the dean of Alabama's U.S. delegation. That would be Congressman Robert Adderholt, who hails from Haleyville. And he also, by the way, is representing the 4th Congressional District, where I happen to reside as we speak. So without further ado, Congressman Adderholt, how are you doing today?
Hey, Phil. Great. Good to be with you. And congratulations on your 2-year anniversary.
Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate that.
It's gone by fast.
It's gone by very fast. I'm still trying to figure out how this happened. But, thanks for...
Great. Well, thanks for doing it, and thanks for all your hard work.
Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate that. And, hey, listen, 4th of July tomorrow. You got anything you want to say, and what kind of plans have you got?
Yeah. Well, you know, 4th of July has always been really a special sort of a holiday with my family. Growing up, when I was probably 9 or 10 years old, my parents started having a big 4th of July picnic, and we would invite all of our neighbors. And, of course, when you live out in the country from outside of Haleyville, you know, when you say your neighbors, you don't mean the people across the street. You mean the people down the road from you. So it could be a lot of people. So actually, they would probably about have 100 people over, and they would actually roast a pig.
Wow.
And that was sort of the big, and they would, the men, we would set up with it, and they would roast it over a fire the night before, and it would be absolutely fresh barbecue by the 4th of July. So I remember that from a young child and staying up with my dad and at night. And, you know, of course, I was probably 9 or 10 years old when they started, so I probably didn't do a lot of turning of the pig. But, it was always I loved that time of year. And also, I remember I was 10 years old when it was the bicentennial.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And it's hard to believe that, Phil, we're approaching the semiquincentennial, which is a big word for the 250th anniversary of the United States. And so we will be just in 2026 will be the 250th. So it's surprising. It's already been 50 years since the bicentennial. But I remember being 10 years old, and I remember my dad getting fireworks, and my mom was like, "Why did you spend so much on fireworks?" And he said, "Well, it's been 200 years, so he'll say the next big celebration, we'll wait and do it again then." So, but yeah, 4th of July is always great memories for me and with my family, and so it's a special time for our country. And of course, remembering the freedoms that we have, as you say, that we take for granted that so many other countries don't have.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you for that. And that, by the way, I think that also personalizes the fact that the people who are in elected office are just people. I mean, you're a congressman, you're the dean of our delegation, but y'all have a pig roasting, and that just says a lot right there.
Yeah, no, it was, like I said, that is one of the highlights of my childhood. Finally, my parents stopped doing it when they got in their late 70s, it was just really too difficult for them to try to have 100 people over for a 4th of July picnic. But I miss those days, and they don't do it any longer. My dad passed away now.
Yeah.
But my mom is actually going to have a few people over at her house tomorrow, but she will just have somebody else to help her with the barbecue, with maybe some grilling some hamburgers. So it's toned down just a little bit from what it was a few years ago.
Well, Congressman, listen, we appreciate you just taking a minute, calling in, giving us your memories, and we appreciate what you do for the state. So thank you. And
thanks,
to you and
Bill,
yours, y'all have an amazing 4th.
Congratulations, and happy 4th of July.
All right, sir. Thank you much. Congressman Robert Idehold, we appreciate you. Is our next caller already on the line? He is indeed. Well, I tell you what, I'm not going to waste any time then. From right here in Huntsville, State Senator Sam Gavan is on the line, and I'll just go honor his time and grab it right now. Senator Sam Gavan, how you doing, man?
Oh, lovely, lovely. How are you today?
I'm good. I'm good. All right, so is your law firm open or is your law firm closed today?
No, we're open. We're working.
Thank you, brother. I was too.
The phones aren't ringing a whole lot, and the email's not popping a whole lot. So we've been doing some belated spring cleaning around here and trying to clean up some stuff. I don't think any billing has happened today. Just cleanup work, stuff I need to do, attention to files. But
well, let me ask you, tomorrow being 4th of July, I mean, I've got plenty of memories in your neck of the woods going to fireworks at old Milton Frank Stadium and you know, different things at Redstone Arsenal. But you got a memory of 4th of July?
You know, a number of them in there at Milton Frank, and my kids, when they were little, the noises bothered them, and we'd have to either go into my office where we could see them. I used to be in the old AmSouth building, for those that remember AmSouth.
Yeah.
It would reduce the noise a little bit. But one thing I want to, I guess, mention is, you know, in terms of patriotism, it just stands out to me. One of the most patriotic things that I've seen is, it wasn't on the 4th of July, so a little off topic, but I was visiting my grandparents in Barber County. And after church, everybody from Louisville and all the surrounding areas went off to see the Clayton National Guard go off to the Gulf War in 91.
Wow.
And I'm going to tell you what, it was Americana at its greatest. I mean, it didn't matter if you're black, white, Democrat, or Republican. Everybody that was out there, it was an emotional day. I remember tearing up watching those troops go out. You know, a lot of those guys got real sick. I don't know what they were exposed to, but a lot of those guys died young with cancer and had different issues. But that was just one of the more patriotic days that I do recall. And just seeing America, to me, America at its finest. But just it's a great privilege to be in this Army town. I guess I'm technically an Army brat, although I didn't get pushed around too long. And I was born at Fort Sill, Oklahoma, when my dad was stationed out there. And,
yeah.
And then he went over to Vietnam, and fortunate enough, came back. And my baby is a 21-year-old trained killer, a second lieutenant in the Army. So
outstanding.
Anyway, just delighted to be in this town and represent this town and the great military tradition that we have here.
Well, hey, State Senator Sam Gavan, we appreciate you, man. Thanks for what you do. One of the more conservative members of our state legislature and serving your community. We just appreciate you, man. Have a great 4th of July, you and yours, all right?
You too. Take care now.
See you, bud. Well, that's just good, man. And I agree. I mean, I've got so many memories, y'all. I mean, I touched on some during my monologue opening the show today. I know Boomer and I have swapped some memories here and there. And there's something about, too, going away from here and realizing what you've got back home that also puts it in a different perspective. Because I can just tell you, I know for a fact that for me, two tours at war and then coming home, the 4th of July meant more. It just did. And there was something about those fireworks that I got to see on the National Mall after I had come home that just were far more significant. And knowing full well the sacrifices that are made. And I've got stuff, you know, like I've got in my study at home, it's basically a flag made in a rug made into a flag, right? It was made for me by a man in Afghanistan. He came to me before I left, and they called me Commander Phil, where I lived among the Afghan people. He says, Commander Phil, I want you to have this. I had it made for you. It's about 2.5 feet long by about 1.5 feet wide. It looks like an American flag. And when you look at it, it looks great. And then you realize, well, there's 17 stripes and 77 stars. But you know what? I wouldn't take anything for it. And it hangs right there on my wall in my study. And just knowing full well that he took his time to make something that he knew was a symbol of where I was from and where I was going back to, I wouldn't take money for it. Hey, listen, we're going to take a break right now. We'll come back. As soon as we get back on the line, we're going to jump into our very first T-shirt giveaway of the day. Get your texting fingers ready. We're going to do this by text only. So y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Saving the world one soundbite at a time. Hey, by the way, storms are moving across the northern part of our state, which is our listening area. It also means that some of our stations may be experiencing some hiccups. So I was just told that those who listen to us by live stream through the iHeart app, maybe experiencing some type of a gaffe there. We're checking with our stations, but as far as I know, we are all still online, and Boomer and I are sitting here talking. Hey, here's the first trivia question. Here's how this is going to work. Trivia question. I'm going to throw out an Independence Day trivia question. We receive the answers by text. T-shirts are at stake here, y'all. Right Side Ruffian T-shirts. So if you want a Right Side Ruffian T-shirt and you can answer this question, you've got to send us the answer, your full name, and mailing address all in one text. Boomer will be taking them in. He will grab the very first one that comes in with the right answer and tell me who it was. But here's the deal. The text line's 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. Here's the trivia question for you, all right? I'll prelude it by saying there were four, people don't realize this, there were four major foundational documents to start the United States. There was the Articles of Association in 1774, the Declaration of Independence in 1776, the Articles of Confederation in 1777, and the Constitution of the United States in 1787. Those four founding documents. Who is the one man who signed all four of them? Who is the one man that signed all four of those for a T-shirt? 833-687-4448. In the meantime, let me go to the phones. I am proud to welcome on in this mode of talking through memories and what's happened with 4th of July in your life and what your thoughts are. Former state legislator, now our Secretary of State for the state of Alabama, Wes Allen. How are you doing, sir?
I'm good, Senator. How are you today?
I am good, Mr. Secretary. I appreciate you making some time. Just your thoughts on 4th of July, and I'd love to know, do you have any one memory that stands out from your childhood about 4th of July?
Man, I do. Listen, this is a great time of year, time to reflect on what those founders did so many years ago and the risk they took. That's what's unbelievable about it and the course they set us on. And just thankful for them and thankful for the time with family. But yeah, as a kid, I can remember I had a grandmother that was born, or a great-grandmother that was born on the 4th of July in 1893.
Wow.
And so we would all gather at her house, and she passed away in the early 90s at 97 years old. So we'd go to her house, the whole family, extended family, cousins, aunts, uncles would all gather, and we would just have a big time. I can remember barbecue chicken. I can remember, you know, the watermelon, just all the things, you know, we lived out in the country too and just around all our big extended family. So it was a fun time. And of course, there's always baseball going on around that time as well. And remember that too when I was a kid. So fun times, just remembering and being around that family.
Well, and isn't it something? I mean, I think people a lot of times forget that elected officials are just real people that have real experiences, real memories. We had Congressman Adderholt on a while ago. His memories growing up to every year, the family actually roasting a live pig over a fire. And I said, well, you must be from Alabama then. But listen, we appreciate what you do for the state. You got any thoughts you want to leave the audience with?
Well, Senator, thank you for the job you're doing on this show and your hard work on it, and appreciate you. But it's just so humbling to be able to serve in the capacity that I'm in as Secretary of State, that the people of Alabama trusted me enough to put me in this office and to drive up to the state capitol each and every day, and knowing what we're fighting for and knowing who we represent, the greatest people in the state of Alabama and the greatest state in the whole land in Alabama. So I'm just so very thankful and so very humbled, and just want your listeners to know that I don't forget that, and never forget where I came from too. So just appreciate you, Senator.
Hey, man, thank you so much. Secretary of State Wes Allen, you have a great 4th of July, you and yours, and we'll talk again sometime soon, all right?
Yes, sir. Thank you, Senator. Y'all have a good one.
Take care now. Well, that's, and by the way, when I say that to the, it's so often that we can just gripe about them, read about them, think of them as being somehow detached or not real. But I'm just going to be honest with you. One of the things that I really gathered by spending 8 years in Montgomery is that right down to the governor and all of them, every single one of them are real people. And you may find that despite the fact that we may have differences on policy at times, that there is absolutely the same level of patriotism with most of them, and memories just like ours. You got a winner, Boom? Did we really? You know what? We forgot to say send us your shirt size, too.
I got it.
Okay. All right. Who was our winner? Oh, I see it. Bryant from Huntsville was the winner of the first one. So he got it. It was Roger Sherman was the name of the person. Roger Sherman was one of the founding fathers, little known individual. All right. Roger Sherman was one of the founders who was the only person to have signed all four of our founding documents, the Articles of Association, the Declaration of Independence, the Articles of Confederation, and the U.S. Constitution. Good on you. Bryant from Huntsville had a whole bunch of you jump in there and try to grab it. I guarantee you, Google was overwhelmed with who was the one.
I bet it was.
All right, that's good. That's good. First question down. I think you're going to ask the next question when we get back from the break?
Yeah. When we get back from the break, I'll have another question.
You'll be good to go?
All right. I'm good. All right. I got one.
All right, and we got more calls coming up. So you guys stay tuned. We got some Independence Day trivia. We got some callers coming in, and we got an opportunity, too, to sort of take the history of what we're doing in the next, 48 hours and think about where we've been. All right. I got some other trivia that's not part of the T-shirt giveaway that's just kind of cool when you look at it. All right, folks, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We're in number 3 of the Triple Dipper, Independence Day. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just Plain Right, covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. That would be this one. That would be Alabama. I mean, this show sends its signal way on down south of Birmingham and up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, Mississippi. Thrown in just for good measure. All right, before we go to the phones again, because I've got another caller, I'm going to do this. We're going to do another question. So we just had one winner, Bryant from Huntsville, just won a Right Side Ruffian shirt by naming Roger Sherman as the only founding father to sign all four of the original founding documents. We're going to do the next question. It's by text only. The number, again, 833-687-4448. We got to know your full name, your mailing address, your shirt size, and the right answer to the question. And Boomer's got the question this time. What do you got?
Yeah, all right. So the question is, the 50th star was added to the American flag on what date? So it has to be month, day, and year.
Month, day, and year, 50th star, 50th ready, star. Go.
Set, go.
All right. In the meantime, celebrating the second anniversary of Right Side Radio and leaning into the 4th of July, State Representative Ernie Yarbrough, who, as of last year, is now representing the 4th District in the State House, is on the line with us. Representative Yarbrough, how you doing?
I'm doing fantastic, good sir. Actually, it's the 7th District, but hey, good counting numbers, right?
My bad.
But you know why? It's because you've got July 4th on your mind, which is why we all love you.
That's exactly what it was. Thank you. You know why? You know why I know why it is? I'm looking at your website, Yarbrough 4 House. That's what I saw.
Right. Well, you know, another great reason why I love this time of year is because, so we always do this CrossFit work. In fact, I'm actually at my CrossFit box right now, stepped out in the workout to make the call, and I get to wear my favorite shirt of the whole year for CrossFitting. I save it for this day before the 4th. It says, treason is the reason for the season.
That's pretty awesome. Well, I'll tell you what. Let me ask you this, Rep Yarbrough. You got any memories growing up that you like when you think of 4th of July, you're like, remember that day where that thing happened? What was it?
Yeah, so a couple of things. One, we were shooting fireworks, and there was a certain town that we were shooting in as kids that was probably fire time of the year, like no shooting fireworks. The whole city was lit up, of course. It's 4th of July. We were having a firecracker war, and the police, we were three of us shooting each other, having fun, and these guys showed up. They were intoxicated, hit a house, set an alarm off. And then we had to go running behind a fence, and our one buddy froze in terror, didn't run, and the police had a conversation with him. So that's one of my favorite childhood memories growing up.
There's always some juvenile delinquency involved with kids and fireworks somehow, it seems like.
Yeah, I don't think my kids are too different. So we've been out shopping and buying, and kids have been begging, and so it's no different. My kids are – the apple didn't fall far from the tree. But the second memory that I love is actually a few years ago. I lead history tours, and we were in Scotland, and we were in Scotland and England actually over the July 4th holiday. And that was just really cool because knowing where we came from and actually being at some of the historical places where some of the men lived who coined some of the phrases that were in our documents and seeing the battles they fought there and that how that got translated to America and what those things actually really meant, not just for us, but where they came from was really very moving to me. That history matters and our freedom it's come at great cost, both, on other continents and in America, too. So that's always been a very moving thing for me to remember and think about as well.
That's very cool. And there's something to be said, too, I think, for leaving the boundaries of this great nation, going somewhere else and realizing what we've got back home. It makes it more real to you when you step away from it and you can see it from afar, I think.
Oh, absolutely. It makes you realize the responsibility that we have here to know that we have a duty to the world and before God to preserve it and to know that, as I tell people, in my slogan, which was Making Alabama Local Again, that, liberty and freedom, it's not a gift from the government. It's a gift from God. And it's something it's a gift from God, but then it starts from the grassroots and bubbles up. And so, I hope we take this time to celebrate that and for the people to walk in their authority, not just the representatives and senators, but the people under God to walk in their authority so that, we see again what the old hymn says, America, America the beautiful, that God would confirm our soul in self-control and our liberty in law. And so that's all of my ramblings and thinkings about the 4th of July, I guess.
No, that's good stuff. Well, and usually you've got an inspiring quote or two every time you call in, and I appreciate that because it shows me that you're well-read and well-thought. But, hey, listen, State Representative Yarbrough, we appreciate what you do. You've already made a name for yourself as one of the more conservative members of the State House. Keep doing what you're doing, and we'll have you on again sometime soon. But in the meantime, happy 4th to you and yours.
That sounds awesome. Look forward to it. Happy 4th of July. God bless you, brother, and God bless America.
All right. Thank you. That's State Representative Ernie Yarbrough, and we'll have another caller here momentarily. In fact, I think the boomer's grabbing the phone right now. No? No phone yet? Have you got a winner on that last text? I mean, the text blew up, so I'm hoping you got a winner.
We do. We do have a winner. Okay, so the question was the 50th star was added to the American flag on what day? Like month, day, and year.
Yeah.
A lot of people came in. Oh, I got a caller. We'll have to do it after the caller. Hold on.
You get the caller, get me lined up, and then tell me who won that last one. Maybe we'll have time for one more before the day's over. But yeah. And I know who's calling in right next, and that's going to wind up being our state auditor, who I will have on the line here momentarily as soon as Boomer can get him patched in. But you got him, Boom? Are we good to go? I'll just grab it right now. Hey, listen, formerly of the State House, now serving in statewide capacity as the auditor for the state of Alabama, glad to welcome on Andrew Sorrell. Auditor Sorrell, how you doing?
Bill, great to be on with you. My wife and family and I were all headed home to celebrate the 4th tomorrow.
Oh, good deal. Good deal. Well, by the way, congratulations to you because I believe you have a newborn in the house.
Yes, that's right. So, as you know, my first daughter's named Liberty. She's 20 months old. And my second daughter was born June 1st, and her name is Glory. So she's just over a month old now.
Well, now you need a son named Freedom.
Well, we were thinking about Justice or something like that, but we just keep having girls. So
that's
who knows?
Awesome.
We'll see.
That's awesome. Well, I saw the pictures on social media. Congratulations to y'all. And so tell me this. 4th of July. I mean, obviously, you're a guy who will name your kids wonderful names like that. What are your memories of 4th of July, and what are your thoughts?
You know, 4th of July to me, we always were either up at the lake. My grandfather built a cabin on a lake up in northern Michigan. We like to be up there. We do fireworks on the lake. Sometimes they do fireworks out on Lake Huron, and we'd go see that. And more recently, we've been spending a lot of 4th of July's in Muscle Shoals just doing like a pool party at my wife's parents' house. So that's what we're going to be doing tomorrow, having my preacher and his family over, and we're just going to have a big pool party tomorrow.
That's good stuff, man. I think something about gatherings and, you know, hanging out is a big part of it. But in the midst there, too, I mean, I know you, so I know for a fact that there's a sentiment attached to it, too, as to what this country means.
You know, there is a sentiment, and we didn't name our daughters Liberty and Glory just because we thought the names were cute. They really mean something to us. You know, Liberty means freedom, and when she grows up and she's old enough to understand, we want to explain to her what Independence Day is all about and just how fortunate she is, like we all are, to live in a great country like America.
Well, absolutely. And listen, you're doing a great job. We appreciate the work that you do. I think it's important, too, when folks hear these memories and hear about you just having a baby and all these things, I think it's important that these kind of conversations, we're not just talking about policy, we're not talking about politics, we're not griping about liberals and progressives or whatever else. Y'all are real people serving in real jobs for the state of Alabama. So thank you for what you do.
You know, that's so true, Phil. Everybody down there is a real person with a family, with hopes and dreams, their own wishes. And I think a lot of people are down there for the right reasons, wanting to serve the public. I know I certainly am. So good to hear you say that. I really appreciate it.
No worries. Well, listen, happy 4th of July to you and yours and many more. And when you have that third child, it's going to be a little boy. You name him Freedom. It'll all be great.
All right. Well, help me talk my wife into that. I'll see what I can do.
All right. Hello to her. You take care now. Oh, that's good. Love that. Named his daughters Liberty and Glory. How about that for great names, huh? All right. So did you get a winner out of that one, Boomer?
Yeah, we got a winner.
Who's our winner?
All right. Our winner is, we got Michelle Pruitt.
Oh, is that Michelle from Ohatchee?
Yeah.
Nice.
A lot of people were getting the correct answer, but not the correct answer. So the question was, the 50th star was added to the American flag on what day? And that's July 4th, 1960. But when Hawaii was entered into the Union, that was a different date. And that's what we got a lot in. That was August 21st, 1959. We got a lot of those answers, which they were correct, but I said the star on the flag.
Because the star was the 50th representation of a new state. Mm-hmm. So it was added on
July 4th, 1960.
Sweet.
Yeah.
And Michelle from Ohatchee got it right. So Michelle from Ohatchee, we will get that shirt out to you. You are indeed a Right Side Ruffian, and we appreciate you being in the audience. And we got, I mean, apparently there's people listening today. Because
there are. It's flooding in. And I love seeing everything. And I'm like, oh, man, you're right. But it
close.
Was the star.
Close.
It was the star. It was the star.
All right, listen, hey, before we go to the break, I got to tell you, ZLA Solutions, they've been with us since this show began. I know these folks, veteran-owned business, by the way, ZLA Solutions. They do a lot of things for businesses, and they do a lot of, like, amazing things that can help you refine your processes, help you with your logistics, your warehousing, all that, but their bread and butter still remains staffing. And so if you need people, ZLA Solutions, you can find them at zlausa.com. ZLA Solutions can help you with the recruiting, the background checks, the drug testing. They can find you, you know, this the few people you need with very niche for kind of hard to find skills, or they can get an entire shift of entry level people for you to run the factory. Doesn't matter. Service related, you know, hospitals, food service, automotive manufacturing. They do it all for a lot of big name companies that you'd be surprised to find out who all they're working with. But ZLA Solutions, you can find them at zlausa.com. And if you talk to them, do me a favor. Tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. They're friends of mine, and they always pass it on when they hear that. All right, we're taking a break right now. We'll come right back, put a lid on the day. I think we got time for another T-shirt. What do you think?
Yeah, let's do one more. I think we got another one.
All right, I
got
to find a good trivia question. All right, y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. That's right. Making common sense a superpower. Well, hey, listen, by the way, if you hear those ads playing during the breaks there, just know this. That is how we sustain Right Side Radio as a business, in part. We're a business like any other. We're not owned by the radio stations that you may be listening to us on. Right Side Radio is a standalone business, and part of the way we develop the revenue for our business is through advertising. So if you're listening to this show and you're thinking, man, this guy's got it going on. I want to be a part of that. Well, we'd love to have you. You can go to you don't call the stations. What you have to do is go to our website, rightsideradio.org, rightsideradio.org. Click on the advertising tab, and there's a place where you can send us a message. We will get back in touch with you, like, right away. So, yes, we would love to have you. And there's a bunch of you Right Side Ruffians out there I know that already advertise anyway. Come on, join the team. All right. Hey, listen, we're going to do one more trivia question. Boomer, what do you think? You good?
Yeah, let's do it. Let's do one more.
I'm
Everybody's
in.
Chiming in so quick. We can do one more.
I'm in. All right. So here's the deal. Get your texting fingers ready. Tomorrow is indeed Independence Day. This is the day we celebrate this great nation. The founding fathers got together and did some stuff, and they didn't have texting capability, but we do. Here's what we're going to do. You text in your full name, your shirt size, your mailing address, and the correct answer to this question. How many signatures are on the Declaration of Independence? Ready? Go.
Boom. Here we go.
How many signatures are on the Declaration of Independence? You got to have your full name, your mailing address, your shirt size, and the correct answer. Boomer is the judge. He decides who got it in there first.
That's right. And he asked me this question at the break, and I did not get it right.
I know exactly who to call to. I'm calling Ferris Hall.
Oh.
I'm telling him.
Oh, Ferris.
Ferris Hall was his was here. Was it civics or history teacher? What did he teach?
History. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Hey, listen. While we're waiting on the they're already blowing up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. While we're waiting on the winner of that last text line, and we appreciate all of y'all. I got to tell you, it's kind of interesting. Here's some Independence Day trivia for you. So when the Declaration of Independence was signed, by the way, it was not all signed on July 4th. They first, on July 2nd, they all voted to secede and to agree to declare their independence. So July 2nd, some thought that would be the celebration day. And then on the 3rd, they began drafting the document. And then on the 4th, the original document was presented in text form, but it was not the formal opinion or the formal document. It took upwards of a month or more to get all the signatures. There's only one copy of what they call the original engrossed and signed Declaration of Independence. It's the one in the National Archives. By the way, if you've been to D.C. and done the museum tours, I hope you've been to the National Archives to see the original documents. But there is one formal original, what they call the engrossed and signed Declaration of Independence. However, that one copy was made into what they called, they had 200 copies of it made. And I don't know why they did this, but a printer by the name of John Dunlap did 200 copies of what they called a broadside. I'm not sure why it was called a broadside, but now to this day, originally there were 200 copies, and they're all considered first editions. The original 200 Dunlap broadsides of the Declaration of Independence, there are actually still to this day 26 known copies of the Dunlap broadside still in the world today. And some of them did not include some of the names. But the first broadside to include all the names of the signatories came out again later in the year 1777. It's an amazing thing to think that there's 26 first edition Declarations of Independence copies that are out there still. Think about how long that's been around. I got another piece of interesting historical trivia. You tell me, Boomer, when you got a winner, just raise your hand and throw something at me or whatever. But, oh, you already got it? Did she win already?
Yep.
Was that Amy from Rainbow City?
That's right.
I know Amy. How about
Amy
that?
Amy from Rainbow City.
All right.
Threw in the correct answer, which is?
Which is 56.
56.
56.
There were a lot of correct answers, but Amy happened to be the first one to chime in.
And Brian from Huntsville wants to know, does that include the hidden signature only visible by Ben Franklin's glasses from the movie National Treasure?
Probably.
No,
it does not.
No, it does not.
but John from Huntsville, he tried really hard. He just started sending in and ran all these numbers. So good job, John. But you were just a little too slow.
All right. Congratulations, Amy. You just you let us know your mailing address, I guess, already. And we'll get that shirt out to you, right? So we had three shirts we gave away, right? Mm-hmm. Awesome.
Three of them that will be mailed out this week.
Yeah, outstanding. Well, listen, we appreciate all of you. This is also the 2-year anniversary of Right Side Radio, and I still can't believe we're doing this. But I'm loving doing it. It's something that Charlene and I, my wife, and Boomer and Alicia, who runs the office, that we've given ourselves to do, and we appreciate you more than you know. I want to end with this: when the Constitutional Convention was held, it was a raucous time. People weren't agreeing. The small states were mad at the big states. It was like we were never going to have a constitution. And then finally, Ben Franklin, who was the dean of the entire delegation at that point, he was 81 years old. He asked to speak, and he told the Congress, or the gathering, he said, "The small progress we have made after 4 or 5 weeks of close attendance, our different sentiments on almost every question, methinks that it is a melancholy proof of the imperfection of the human understanding," meaning we ain't getting it. But then he said in this, "In the beginning of our contest with Great Britain, when we were sensible of danger, we had daily prayer in this room for divine protection. Our prayers, sir, were heard, and they were graciously answered. And all of us who were engaged in the struggle must have observed frequent instances of a superintending providence in our favor." And he then urged the body to say, "Let us begin every day in prayer thereafter." At that point, he made a motion for prayer to be included in every day of the assembly, which is still done to this day. That motion was seconded by Roger Sherman, the only man who signed all four of our founding documents. And prayer is still to this day part of the opening of every gathering of the Congress. All right, folks, we love you. Happy 4th of July to all of you and yours. Be safe, enjoy a hot dog or three, and remember why we do it. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We will see you soon.